Okay, now to the results of an interesting environmental experiment that the National Park Service did this summer on the coast of North Carolina. They put sensors in the nests of endangered sea turtles to find out when baby turtles hatched and headed out to sea. The goal was to cut down on the number of days the beach had to close to protect the turtles. Our tech partner, IEEE Spectrum, sent David Schneider there when the sensors were installed. He recently went back to find out what happened.
We're at nest number 47, which, according to the data that's being collected by the sensors, is in the process of hatching.
Britta Musnix is a wildlife biologist with the National Park Service. We're on a slender barrier island on North Carolina's Outer Banks, where Musnix and her colleagues have been using sensors that measure motion and temperature in an attempt to predict when baby sea turtles will emerge from their nest and scuttle off into the sea.
We're calling the whole project Turtle Sense.
Get it? Turtle Sense. Sensors. That's Samuel Wantman, founder of the all-volunteer group Nerds Without Borders, which is doing the technical development for this project.
The smart sensor gets placed inside the nest when the nest is first found by the Park Service employees. And we have our other unit there, which is a communications unit. And once a day, it sends out a report over the cell phone network of what's been happening.
The hope was that these measurements would provide enough information about hatching times to help park rangers protect these endangered animals while keeping the beaches accessible to the people who live and visit here, people who are often angry to discover that they can't get to their favorite fishing spot for weeks on end because the beach has been closed to protect the turtle nest. Nobody was sure this strategy would work, but it seemed worth a try.
We put in the first one, and we're watching every day, and all of a sudden, there was like this burst of activity, and I sent an email to Britta, and I said, something's happening, and sure enough, she sent me an email back, I think it was a day or two later, and she said, they hatched.
And that wasn't just a one-off success. The group's batting average for the 10 nests that have shown activity so far this year is close to 100%. Park Service officials at the highest levels are taking notice, including Mark Dowdle, Deputy Superintendent for Cape Hatteras National Seashore.
Some of the results have even surprised, I think, everyone in the sense that they have been right on the money with what the technology is telling us about an impending turtle hatch.
As a result, officials here plan to expand the Turtle Sense monitoring project in hopes that it'll allow them to let people use the beaches around a nest for perhaps all but a few days at hatching time.
This year, the project has really proven itself that emerging technologies have a lot of promise to not only to help protect the turtles, but also to allow for greater access to areas that are sometimes closed.
It'll no doubt take a while to refine the equipment and revise wildlife management protocols, but the National Park Service may soon have a powerful new tool to help protect sea turtles and the local economy. For Here and Now, I'm David Schneider on Hatteras Island in North Carolina.
And David's report comes to us from our tech partners at IEEE Spectrum.
By the way, it is Election Day, as we keep saying, and you probably haven't forgotten, but we'd love to see your Election Day pictures. We're seeing pictures of people voting in Wisconsin, Jeremy, wearing their Here and Now hats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So tweet them to us. I'm at Here and Now, Robin.
I'm at Jeremy Hobson, and the show is at Here and Now. We are a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.